yo, yo. What up, what up? Good morning, GM, GM. Monday, April 1st, 2020. Four. And which month of the year is it, Mando? Janvier, Février, Mars, Avril.
Oh, wait, wow, yeah.
4-4-4. You know what day it's going to be after tomorrow? It's going to be 4-4-24. Woo! What's up? It's a beautiful day. A beautiful week. And a beautiful Q2 to have. A beautiful Q2, lads. Wow, Q1 was a banger all across the board. Personally, professionally, for myself and everybody around me, love to see it. I know the boys cooked as well. Everything's cooking. And we are now in Q2. I got my co-host in the house, OSF Mando. Wow, it's poetic. It's Monday. It's the first of the month. It's the first of the Q2. It's almost like everything's falling together on this wonderful 144. Ovi, Mando, what's up, y'all? Damn, I missed this. How you guys doing?
Great, man. Great. Yeah, I don't know, it's been ages since you've been on the show, right? Like we did me leading it last week. And then even before that, you were off the second half of that week, right?
I missed some holiday. I missed a lot of the show. You're right. The week before that, I missed Thursday and Friday. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I missed 7 shows in 7 days. Whoa. That's why
you're barely on the show at the moment, man. Like you got a lot of different trips.
Are you trying to tell me that you're leaving the show and starting Mando Radio? Are you meant to tell me that you're actually starting Mando Radio? Was that what's going on? I mean, it was Mando Radio last week, given that, you know, Ovi was not on and I was not on. Actually, Ovi was on the last couple of days. But was it the week before? I forgot. But anyways, I remember watching you. I was in the car in Hong Kong. It was like 11 p.m., bro. I remember watching you and Spencer and 9059. And
that was on the Friday, yeah.
That was on the Friday. Yeah, that was damn, it's been so long. It's been so long. I promise you, I'm not going to be gone 7 days like this anymore. You know what it is? Europe, you can do with the show. 4:30 p.m., 3:30 p.m. in London, whatever. But Asia, Hong Kong, I mean, 12-hour difference? Man, it's like you don't even live in the same reality when you're out there. Don't you guys find? It's weird. Man, I don't know. I didn't feel like I was around. What's up, Ovi?
How's it going?
Jim Fibin. Fibin sharing a broadcast. I'm trying to remember again, like how I'm supposed, like what my method is usually when I start the show. You forget. Like 10 days is a lot. That's crazy. It's like, yeah. Okay, I share this. I share that. I open the doc with the titles, this and that. Anyways, it was a banger of a weekend. So I'm sure we have a lot to talk about. It was a crazy week last week. And it's a crazy weekend this weekend as well. So let's see what we're going to talk about today. Today on the show. Today, daily market report, Azure, crypto, macro, and all that good stuff. The market is racing to zero right now. It's over. Pack your bags. Q1 was fun. You know, let's see what the bear has in store for us in Q2. I love the next topic. Memes, dreams, and NFTs. Sims, that's a good one. I love that. I didn't come up with that one. Nice one, Sims. I don't mind that you like that one. Memes, dreams, and NFTs. Gens breaking $2 billion. DEX volume surging. Fucking L3s. What is an L3? We'll talk about that. See what the hell is going on the purple chain. Man, what a weekend. Holy shit. Didn't sleep much this weekend. I'm not going to lie. Between the jet lag and the degenning, it was tough. With Flips ARB, it seems. I mean, probably not anymore now. And then Capsule How launches the token. You know, same thing for Memphis, same thing for Poopy, all that good stuff. Fuck, it was so crazy, man. We have to recap a lot of this stuff. Hot NFTs, Puppets, RSIC, blah, blah, blah. Ordinals, runes are coming. Actually, it's 8. Oh, fuck, it's halving month, too. What? Wow, we have a lot to do. Okay, we have a lot to start.
420, right? 420 is the halving. 420.
Oh, my God. There's token 2049, too, this month. This is actually a big month for crypto because that's also a really big, really, really big event as well. But anyways, we have a lot to talk about. Tomorrow, we're doing not one, not two, not three, but 4 Robit spins. Oh, I missed those. Oh my God, 4 Robit spins. Let's go. And you know what? Just because I wasn't around, we're going to give away $250 today. All right, let's do that. We're going to give away $250 today. So you know what? Retweet the Twitter spaces, purple box, bottom right. drop a GM because I miss my GMs. I miss my people. So I want to see GMs after GM after GM after GM. And a retweet. And if you follow Robit and Rug Radio, and FOMO Hour, FOMOHOUR, and Robit, we'll pick someone at the end of the show and give you $250 credit to your account. But anyways, without further ado, let's get right into it.
Daily Market Report, brought to you by Rug Radio. Joseph, what's the word?
You still don't know if it's you at the beginning.
Yeah, I was like, wait, this is me or Mando? So traditional markets, not really anything to say. Markets are obviously, they were shut on Friday, and Europe is shut today. The US is open today. But it doesn't, I think it'll be quiet. There's not much move either way. Crypto, not really looking too great. Like, we had a strong weekend. We had a strong week last week with inflows turning positive. Friday was a bit weaker. And then the weekend was obviously very strong for memes. You know, Whiff hit almost a $5 billion market cap. That was the main meme that kind of led the market. And there were multiple memes that launched that hit multi-hundreds of millions of dollars market cap. And I'm sure we'll talk about all of those later in the show. But today, for whatever reason, it seems like we're pulling back a little bit. Bitcoin's down to 69K, having been, you know, north of 70. Ether's down to 3,500, having been north of, or almost 3,600. Sol had a, you know, a few hours above 200, but now back to 192. So I don't know if, like, maybe some of the ETF data has been leaked or is out there, or people are expecting a big Grayscale thing. I don't know if it's just maybe like a month-end, quarter-end type thing as well that's causing the market to sell off. But yeah, we're definitely having a weak start to April. Personally, not really that phased by it. I think you're just going to have some pullbacks here and there. It's halving month, which is, you know, whatever you want it to mean to yourself, and we'll see what happens then. But, you know, something to worth noting is that I think the impact of having lower rewards from mining Bitcoin versus potential ETF demand is like a real thing that we haven't seen before. So there's something to bear in mind there if you look at those ratios. But yeah, that's pretty much it, really. Like, strong for memes, but everything is receding today. And I guess we'll wait for ETF data. But I think today will be quiet. Like, today, people are probably still out the office, just getting back to the office, even though it's a real market day in the US. True. I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know what we'll really see.
Market is open today?
In the US, it is, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's weird. Like, everyone I hate this thing. Hold on, camera thing. Everyone asks, like, not sure if it's Monday off or Friday off or Monday off or Friday off. I know some people are Monday off, some people are Sunday off. Friday off. But then it depends on the country. So last week I was looking, and it was like, depends on Canada, UK, and America. So it's like, but then like some employers get to pick one of the days. I don't know. It's like a whole like weird situation today, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a quieter day today. Like, generally when, like, we used to trade traditional markets, like, half the people won't be in, just a quieter period. Mm. Like, you have in macro, gold just hit an all-time high. Stocks all hit an all-time high basically to end the quarter. Everything's doing fine. And there was an inflation print on Friday, which seemed kind of meh, and nothing really moved. Like, I think stocks look kind of unchanged just even today. Like, it's definitely a quiet day. Crypto's been a weird one, right? Like, we've basically been ranging around this area now for a month. Like, we kind of got here at the start of last month, this kind of high 60s area, and we've just gone up and down, and now we're just struggling just kind of below all-time high. Like, that wick lower took out a lot of the leverage. Funding was a little bit high yesterday, and now it's pretty benign, actually, like, across the board. In fact, open interest has gone down a lot in a bunch of different things. So I'm a little bit confused about the Bitcoin sell-off, because we'd had a slowing day of outflows for the GBTC on Friday. I think it was only 100 million outflow, so there was an assumption that maybe they were coming towards the end of that, but today, yeah, it just feels kind of like we just want to test the boundaries of where we can go. Like, there's nothing really fundamental I can see, which is why we're taking us lower. It's just maybe positioning, and maybe people just want to clear out a bit more leverage. I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll see what this week has in store for us, but it was definitely quite the weekend. What did we hit? I think Bitcoin was 71 yesterday. Solana went as high as 205, right? 205. ETH went to 30, nearly 3,700. It was wild. Of course, all memes were flying as well across every single chain. What are some Q2 predictions? So Ovi, we didn't hit that 100K in Q1, but you did say H1. Do you still think H1 could be 100K Bitcoin?
If we keep these inflows going, I still think so. I think 100K for H1 is still in the cards.
Wait, 3 months, right? So April, May, June. So until July 1st, right? Between now and July 1st. So it could be interesting. Unless the sellers decide to sell in May and go away, like they decided to do this morning on Easter. They wanted their chocolate. That's for sure. Mando, what are some predictions? Q1. What are we thinking here?
I continue to think that this leg of the cycle is going to be a bit more choppy. Like it was kind of up only. We've had 7 straight months of Bitcoin being higher. I do think that as we go kind of above all-time high, it's going to be choppy on the way up. I think 100K in Q2 is easily possible. Very, very easily possible. But I do think it's going to be more volatile in terms of we're going to continue to see more nasty wicks lower and even maybe even months lower than we've seen so far.
What are we thinking? Should we put some price predictions in for the quarter? I know we have price predictions for the entire year. Should we put some price predictions for the end of the quarter? Could be fun. Just the three majors, like BTC, Sol, just some fun. Should we book something in?
Ooh, okay. I'll go Bitcoin 85K ends the quarter. Okay. Solana 250 and ETH
3,000.
Yeah. ETH, I think, around the same sort of level, so maybe 3,700, 3,800.
All right, 3,700 or 3,800. I'll put you for 3,800. 3,800. All right, 3,800. What are you thinking, Ovi?
So this is a big question because it will be after the ETH ETF decision. So,
dude, this is a big quarter. You have the halving this month, and you have the ETF decision next month.
It's a very big quarter, yeah. And you also have Blast airdrop as well, which will be a big airdrop for people. So,
I mean, you have $3 billion worth of airdrops on Solana this month. It's $4 billion between Parcel, yeah. W. Keep in mind, Wednesday in 2 days is Wormhole. Oh fuck, it's Wormhole in 2 days, bro. Come on.
I'm pretty bullish. I think Bitcoin will be 115K.
Okay. Ooh.
Bullish. I think ETH is going to be 6K.
Okay. Wait, no. You're making ETH? Okay.
Ah, serious. ETH 6K.
If Bitcoin is 115, that makes sense. Okay, and Sol?
Yeah. And I think Sol will be 420.
What? Dude. Hey, if
that's calling for 2x this quarter on everything.
If 2x, 2x Ovi a bear again,
if anyone dares to make a joke or a hint of a bear joke to Ovi after hearing this prediction for Q2, including myself, there's
I was up 20% on everything. OSS 2x everything.
All right, so BTC 115, 6,000 Sol for Ovi and Q2. I love that. Okay, I'm gonna have to like go chop you guys in half. Like I'm gonna have to go in between you guys. Like I have no choice. I'll go BTC 100. I don't think ETH will do 6,000. I do think ETH it hits all time high. So what's the all time high? 46. That's the real all time high in November 2021.
All time high. Close.
46. So I'll call for all time high like close on like Q1. Like we open above all time high. Like. Probably on the dot, and then I'll say Sol. I'll say 300. So I'll put it here. I've sent it from our chat, so that way we have it. There you go. That's the predictions. I'm siding with Ovi. I think Ovi's right. My heart thinks Ovi's right. My gut thinks Ovi's right. My head wants Ovi to be right. Everything is on Ovi's side here. Because Ovi's calls here for Q2 means we're all winning. So we'll go for those. Bernie in the chat, of course, Bernie goes, I'm going with Ovi's predictions. I don't blame you, Bern. Hearing that you're shifting the partnerships that we got with Robit, CFW, and everybody else. I think we have a few more long-term partners coming on the show starting this week or next week to Mando Radio. So can't wait. If you guys need an intern for Mando Radio, let me know. I'm pretty good with social media. 10 years experience. So happy to join Red Guy and the community. I mean, I'm pretty much like a community member of Red Guy like since day one. So happy to like, you know, happy to go work in the dive bar. I feel like I owe it to the dive bar after I've hired so many people from it. So my kill count in the dive bar is like 3 now or 4.
Wow. You get one in and they just hire all their mates, basically.
Fuck LinkedIn, bro. Just go to the dive bar. I keep saying it. And that's bullish red guy. You know, this is the spot. This is the spot. Anyways, look, I think this is a good roundup on the majors, right? Let's talk about memes, dreams, and maybe NFTs after. First, memes and dreams. I mean, memes and dreams this weekend. So, I haven't been here all week, last week, and I honestly, guys, I didn't trade shit for a week. I come back here, I get sick again, it's really just like sickness going on. So, how did the weekend start? I forgot. It's been like a month in the last 2 days. When did MFR drop? Because that was the big thing this weekend. Was that Friday
that
or
was
it Saturday?
Friday night, I think, right? Was it Friday night?
Can you believe that we...
It feels like ages
ago. Yeah, it was Friday night. Or Friday day, maybe.
So this is what happened, right? MFR coin dropped March 29th at 12 p.m. So it was at noon. So it was after the show technically on Friday, which I... We didn't host Friday because it was Easter. That's why. We didn't. Okay, cool. And I needed some sleep as well. Actually, it felt really good. So that's what happened this weekend. I mean, MF for coin. So Satoshi, I guess, starting another meta or starting or not. Just like, anyways, found ETH NFT founder dropping a shitcoin or meme coin that is on Base. You know, the current narrative, that's for sure. And then the shit going haywire. I think it went to $300 million. Don't think. I know. I think 320 because I know every single minute chart on that chart. I've actually been naming the candles. This one's called Barry. Oh, this one's called Sandy. Oh, this one's called Gary. So, you know, the candles have names. That's how much time I spent on the charts because I had nothing else to do. I was too tired from a week on the other side of the world. So that happened this weekend. What are your thoughts here? Did you guys cook this or what? And what's going on with this new meta of founders and ETH NFTs selling dreams? And lastly, when Wrecked? You know, I think you guys should do an airdrop on Wrecked on Base this weekend. I demand it. I am a holder and I want immediate liquidity.
What was the first question again?
I'll replace it. What do you guys think about this? What do you guys think of MF for coin? I mean, that was this weekend. I know we talked about it a lot, like behind the scenes, but it's like, I have to talk about it on the show, right? Like it happened. We haven't talked about it on the show and Friday. So like, what do you guys make of this meta and MF?
I think MF, it works for MF because MF, the NFTs are memes and Satoshi is a meme artist and he just tweets memes. Like his whole thing has been predicated on memes. For them to have a token, it 100% makes sense and it's great. Like he airdropped that token to like every MFer, to everyone who minted his open edition, like everyone who's collected his artwork. So it really rewarded people who just stuck around basically and it was worth something. So yeah, I think it's and they're not on Base, which is interesting as well. Which is definitely very interesting. But yeah, it looks like it went really well and it just makes sense. Like I don't think it makes sense for every project to drop a coin. And I think remember when you do drop a coin, it creates a liability for the founders. Like if you drop a coin, you have another thing in your ecosystem that people buy and people will become very demanding of you to drive value to that. So if you're more of like a utility-based project and you're building things and you're not really like a meme project, then having a token, I think, doesn't make 100% sense. And while you may make some short-term money for your community, and I think that at the end of the day, that's what everyone wants, you will create a massive liability for yourself going forwards. And if you don't have a plan or if you haven't thought about it for a long time or prepared for it or gone through the legal work you have to go through, you know, like you can't just drop tokens and send them to people, right? There's legal repercussions depending on how and when you do it. If you haven't thought about all that stuff and you just instantly do it without thinking about it, then I think you're in trouble. And I think people will find themselves in trouble further down the line. But if you put a lot of thought into it and have constructed it and everything, then I think it can make sense.
I mean, it looks like there is a lot of thought that went into this one. I was just sharing my screen. For those of you who are listening on video, of course, as usual, we're live on Rugby to YouTube, but also X Broadcast, all of our pages. So you can find us there right now. But there's a whole ass white paper, right? Obviously, Satoshi, the meme continues, right? Like on the white Bitcoin white paper, like fucking MFers, white paper and all that good stuff. So it was, that one was done. Like I personally obviously love that one. I've also gotten a nice airdrop. Shout out to Sartoshi. Thank you again. And they'll post about this weekend. But it was, like you said, like it's one of those that came as a surprise, right? Not the pre-sale model, blah, 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 which works for Bone, but obviously not for the 500 pre-sales that came after that, which I think we should talk about because Ovi, I think you got caught in a couple of those over the weekend. Opa, baby.
He got me back. He got me back.
He got you back, bro. He got you. But hey, I mean, 72 apes in one clip. Nothing's worse, more painful than that. Speaking of which, that comment earlier on my tweet about where I posted the April Fool's prank you could pull on Sims, like this guy, Ronan Hunt, that he said, this is like a condensed version of what they did to the BAYC holders when they sold all their apes.
What? What did we do wrong? We violated one BAYC.
It's Blur's fault. Actually, keep that thing talk because that was also something this weekend. We'll talk about it when we talk about NFTs. Keep that thought in mind. Anyways, back on the MFR stuff, I thought it was funny, but like it was a surprise thing, which was fun, right? As a 1-1 holder, actually, it took me like 6 hours after token launch to realize that I had an airdrop. Like the token was already 200 mil. And I was like, wait, I saw a tweet from Fungible. He's like, oh, thank you, Sartoshi, for like 1-1 holders. I'm like, what the fuck? 1-1 holders? And I checked my wallet and it's like 240,000 tokens because I have 2 1-of-1s and NMFR and I guess some additions like the bonsai trees that he did back then with Mills. Remember like the first thing he did, the bonsai tree that like it was like a ASCII like art or whatever it is. So that was fire to get that airdrop, which at the time was like worth 50 grand, obviously lower now. But the entire market seems to have gone to zero since we started the show. Maybe it's bad luck. Maybe you guys should do that Mando Radio thing. Maybe I'm back in the market. Yeah. You know, Bitcoin is literally just like holding barely for its life right at last time's all-time high, which is really terrible. And I mean, ETH is literally on life support at 2,500. Someone please revive it. I mean, Solana, 191 up 3x in a quarter. So I don't know. Things are pretty grim out there. Anyways, Mando, you're quite the MFR guy. What did you think about this? Because I remember the first time we met was the time where you actually told me you had just swept those apes. Speaking of the board, remember you had just swept the apes like one second. But also, you used to tell me, yo, I like these MFers. I like this trade. Then they ran from 0.45 ETH to 6 ETH. So you have been on a tear with these since day one. What did you think of this the meta this weekend?
I think it completely made sense. Like, this is why I think it will work for him and maybe not for all projects. But remember, like Dark Farms, Satoshi's one of the best known meme artists in the space. He's obviously had a bit more of a checkered past.
Yeah.
Like, people, not everyone loves Satoshi because of what happened with MFers, and then he did the open edition leave, and then he kept the trading fees, and then he came back. But he has been consistent, and I think people still overall like him. Like, I still own MFers, and like, he's a funny guy to follow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, so when this happened, I was like, this totally makes sense. The other thing that I understood is that you said to me, like, MFers run Farcaster. Like, yeah, they all, a lot of the top accounts are related to that community. Syndicate, who built out the DGen chain, they obviously are, like you said, they all own MFers from when they were working with you, right? Like,
for them.
They kind of, it works for the base community as well. So I was like, this is going to cook. That being said, I didn't buy it at launch because I was like, I didn't know how much of an airdrop I had. I was like, I kept on thinking I had to claim it. And I kind of dicked around and didn't buy it. And then I woke up the next day and it was at 300 million. And I was like, I'm not buying it here. So I did buy a very, you know, I bought a chunk when it dipped. Down to like 130. And I've traded it around since then. But yeah, I'm a fan. I think this will do very well. Like, what's happening with base right now is like next week, I think it is, or this month, there's going to be in a way for you to be able to buy things on chain, on the base chain, with your Coinbase account, like inside the Coinbase app. So there's like, I think a bit of a structural bid to a lot of base memes, but I didn't, as I've said on this show several times, I didn't find many of the base memes that good.
They weren't that good until this weekend.
They're all kind of mid, in my opinion. So I feel like MF is a decent one, which is why I kind of got involved, because I was like, you know, it's got a community behind it. Everyone, everyone likes that. People can get behind that. So I think it will do well. And then it got a Bybit listing, right? Like only DGEN, which is the Syndicate Farcaster coin, that's got a listing, and now this got a listing. That's kind of big, I thought. So yeah, it's kind of hanging out like I would say 150 area right now. I don't know. I think it can do well.
I agree with you. I love everything about it. I love Satoshi. Obviously, you know, check the chain, bought his Genesis piece on Foundation. So always loved it. MFers do run. They do run Farcaster. Honestly, and I mean that in a good way, right? Like when I got on Farcaster months ago and I kept here coming and ranting, raving about it, like the MFers, like the channel, like the MFers channel is like one of the top. That's what I was showing here for a second. There's 1700 people in that channel, which is considered pretty big, by the way, for Farcaster. I think that makes it a top 10. Correct me if I'm wrong, or no, maybe not top 10, but it's up there. But it's very active. Like if you go to recent stuff, and look, like, you know, I love calling M Leisure, but Michael, and a bunch of the folks there, like just cooking on there, and they're very active, and they're the best people to follow on there. And I think MFers are part of, they always have been, actually part of culture in crypto. Like when it comes to NFT, like they've really ingrained themselves in that crypto culture. And then the Satoshi part, you're right about that. But to think that he kind of redeemed himself to the people that didn't like him when he came back and did Nakamigos, because like he airdropped the Nakamigos to like all the EOS holders and the Satoshi holders, which cooked, was Nakamigos all-time high? Nearly one ETH. Oh, nearly one ETH, right? So people printed in the bear market with that. And I feel like that was the first leg up to like the redemption, and then that happened, right? So that's a pretty big one.
And even the open edition, right? Like you got it, you got some coin for the open edition, yeah. Is that, yeah, right?
You got some coin for every single thing that was in the Satoshi ecosystem was considered, even crazies. He went as far, you know what I liked? Fuck Render, for example, Mike 3, etc. All the people that he did a collaboration with got also 100,000 tokens. And I saw, like, for example, the founder of Doge, like back then he did a piece for him and sent it to him. He got him tokens, X copy. Like he also considered all the artists that he worked with, collaborated with, and that stuff. And there's a lot of them, which you think that now every single person has ever touched anything from Satoshi's in the money. Like not most people, right? So it's that's pretty good. The other thing is, since we're on base, I was going like, what? Because like, dude. So the folks over at, I'm on Warpcast here, right? The guys at crypto at Coinbase are even talking meme coins on there. Like, this is wild. Like, what do you think about that? I think that was 3 hours ago. You got the guy, Yuga.eth. First of all, like, I love that .eth, right? Yuga.eth, who works crypto at Coinbase, right? Yuga Kohler. He's tweeting out, higher. like, you got shit. Like, what do you guys think of the whole base meta? Like, obviously, like, we've been doing the Solana thing. We've been talking about Solana on the show. We all been doing really well on there. Notable trade with Whiff and Ovi, right? But what do we make of base, DGEN, everything going on? What are your thoughts? Because that was a big narrative this weekend, of course, like in detention. You have DGEN chain, that L3 that launched, which was made by Syndicate, of course, who actually, they built all our stuff, which is why, how they had all these MFers. Which I had to tell that story again this weekend because I thought that was funny. But what do you guys think? Have you guys played on the L3s? what do you guys make of the everything going on base right now?
Yeah, I think there's bound to be something that's Ethereum native that does well to combat Solana. I just think Solana's great. I love Solana. I'm not taking sides. I haven't really taken sides in any situation, but you know, you've had this whole L2 thing on Ethereum for ages, and you know, you have Polygon, etc., you have Arbitrum, but just nothing really ever took off. But I just think there's so much money in Ethereum and so much money that wants it to succeed that something will eventually take off, and it seems like finally they're having some success with meme coins on base. I think like Jesse Polak, we had on the show, is just, I don't think he just gets it. He's a crypto native person who just completely gets the space and understands it. So they've done well to get, I don't know if they've like been involved with getting some meme coins on base, but they've done well to get some good quality stuff on there. And I think, to be honest with you, like Farcaster has really been one of the game changers, and I think Warpcast has become very popular, and Vitalik using it has really led the way for a lot of people. So having that ability to interact with things and frames and stuff with meme coins, I think has made a big difference. So I think it can continue. I think base and Solana can coexist. And right now, maybe it's still a little bit easier to use Solana because you don't have to bridge or anything like that. But eventually, I think, you know, bridging to, you know, between L1 and L2, you know, Ethereum, ETH L1 to Base will become much easier. Plus, in terms of like normie onboarding, I would imagine there's going to be some stronger and easier connectivity and seamless connectivity between Coinbase Wallet and Coinbase Exchange versus Base. So I think it will do well. And I do think it will work. And it does feel a bit more retail and consumer friendly than your regular way crypto. But it remains to be seen. You know, I think we need to see multiple seasons of meme coin mania on Base, and we need to see it succeed for a long time. I think Solana's proven now that it's going to be a great meme coin hub, because we've had multiple like mini seasons, if you like, and this has been the longest one now. Base has maybe had is entering a second iteration of it, and so the question is, you know, a few months later, does it still last? I think it will. I do really think it will, but I think it needs to prove that a bit more, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, this is super interesting. I mean, the Farcaster effect is obviously massive, and that's what's driving all the attention right now, because DGEN is a Farcaster native token, right? And everything was born out of Farcaster when it comes to that. And they even hit their all-time high DAUs the other day. It was 70,000 people that they used Warpcast. I think it was Saturday or Sunday. Dan Romero tweeted that out, which is really cool. And you're right, Vitalik is like, I open Farcaster right now. The first thing I see is actually we should talk about is the piece that Vitalik wrote an hour ago, which is DGEN communism. the only correct political ideology per Vitalik, which is great. DGEN communism. So it looks like we have a new ideology to and a new cult to join.
Wasn't that an April Fool's, though?
Oh, it probably is. I mean, I just saw the title. I didn't read it. I'm just saying, let's talk about it. But, you know, it's dropping in the show. but it probably is, looking back at it. Dude, it's not the day for April Fools, man. You're fucking April Fools, bro. Oh, man. I was not ready for April Fools this morning. Honestly, even you guys, like, oh, sold all my fucking rugs this morning. You had me fucking, like, tilted for a second. I wake up and everybody's like, yo, sorry, we sold all our rugs for taxes. And I go, what taxes? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you have like 180 rugs that you fucking bought 2 years ago. Fucking selling my rugs for taxes, bro. Dude, motherfuckers made like 10 mil on Whiff trolling me about selling their rugs. Oh, man. I'm out of it. Okay, back into it. Mando. What do you think of what's happened on Base? Have you followed what happened this weekend with DGEN? And have you played on the L3?
No, I haven't. I mean, it's the volume has been pretty remarkable. Like, it's done more volume than a ton of different L2s, including Blast, even, which has like crazy amounts of TVL. I don't know if we need it. Like, it feels as though we're kind of fine for our casinos on Base and Solana. The idea that we need another layer to casino better, I don't know. But I do think that I'm not gonna downplay the idea that people will do it. Like, the idea that we could get a more DGEN chain, it does feel as though there was enough DGENing going on. Like, we're really just spinning up, like, yeah. Basically, spinning up onesies as quickly as we can on some of this stuff. I was really bullish on DGEN because it felt like it was still unclear whether Warpcast is going to do a coin, right? And so these sort of sub-communities that release their own coins can effectively become the coins of the ecosystem. So DGEN, there's the other one, Higher. There's a few others that like are thinking about, you know, have their own coin, and you can kind of play the sub community slightly. I think that could happen. I do think it could happen. I'm just the L3 narrative for certain things. Like, I'm just not sure if we need it for gambling, you know, like it feels like we gamble pretty well on the L2s, but dude, I feel so like for some other things, it can be useful, like gaming or maybe some applications it can be useful, but not too sure if like we need a gambling L3.
The levels of gambling in the space right now are insane. Like, we have gone full DGEN mode. Like, literally, the chain is called DGEN. It's gone $60 million of volume in the last 24 hours. And you can only bridge one way, and the way back is 7 days. So you have essentially $60 million more of locked liquidity in a chain called DGEN, where people just gamble. This is wild. Like, this is fucking crazy. Like, I think we've gone like absolute degen. But you know what? I love it. I think it's, I mean, look, like, let the, like, you know what I mean? Like, I saw a tweet yesterday. I'm curious your thoughts. I forgot what it was. I don't know if I shared it. Or maybe I did. I think it was Lolliet or something. Like, dude, we're like in a full-blown bull. Like, the retail is here. Like, their retail is here. Like, they're just maybe not buying your coins. But they're like, there is so much volume happening across the board, whether it's Base, Solana, you name it. And now DGen and this and that. That there is a lot of people playing money. Like, you have coins that you don't even hear about in the time on the timeline that you look up. Like, that Mew one. I didn't know a single person that, like, bought into it, like, early on yet. Like, it went to $500 million, right? So it's been absolutely insane what's happening there. So what do you guys make of that? Like, retail is full on here, or like it's really crazy. Like, there's money everywhere right now, and just coins popping out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, we are full on in the middle of a bull market. Like, it's not. We talk about, is retail here? Is it earlier? All that kind of stuff. I actually did a poll yesterday, and I was like, "Is this your first cycle?" And I thought the results would come in below 5% of people saying yes, but it's now 10% of people saying yes. And that's versus something I did similarly, I think, just 2 weeks ago, where it was like 1%. So there's definitely a lot of retail here. And I know for sure, like, I know people personally in real life who are now back in crypto, having not been in crypto for a while, or are in crypto for the first time. So retail is definitely here. You're seeing it in definitely a meme coins. I think Lolliet's tweet was a good one, because it was like, there are random coins that we have never heard of, mm-hmm. or know about on crypto Twitter that just pump to multi-hundred-million-dollar market cap. So it means there's like activity going on outside of CT. And there's always activity going on in CT. So it's just when it's outside of CT, that's when retail is here. So I think retail is fully here, and we're just in the middle of what we are. It's just a question of how long it lasts for, how much more retail can come. ETH, ETF, and, you know, ETF buying, blah, 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 BlackRock, halving, all this kind of stuff that we have still yet to come. But, you know, it does feel very mid-cycle to me. I don't think we're quite late cycle yet, but it does feel like we're mid-cycle to me. We're not really any more early, but that doesn't necessarily matter that much. Remember, often the most money you can make is really in the last 20% of the cycle. Like, last year, that was when SHIB and Doge hit their crazy levels. It was when NFTs went crazy. It was when ETH went crazy. That was all right at the end of the cycle, in the last 10 to 20% of that time period. So I do think the best is yet to come. I don't think we're early anymore, but I do think the best is yet to come. I think we're middle of the way through it. I do think you're supposed to take some profits here. I think, you know, it doesn't have to be, it shouldn't be everything. It should only be a minority amount of your portfolio, but I do think you're supposed to take some profits here, because we are no longer early. But I think I think you want to definitely have some skin in the game for this crazy, crazy rally we're probably about to have in the next few weeks and months.
Yeah. Speaking of skin in the game, our boy dropped off the trade, this dip. So if you're worried about the dibs, don't worry. Mando went to bid.
Oh yeah, he definitely went. Just looking at prices, he definitely went to
just
bid.
Look at the WhatsApp. He goes, if market keeps selling off, I'm gonna have to focus on stuff. And he goes, okay, heading off.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You know, our boy went to max bid right now, which technically means that if Mando's bidding here, we're probably about to bounce. he's pretty good at this shit. He's probably bidding one layer now and waiting a little lower to bid another layer, right? I think I know Mando pretty well now. What do you think?
You're definitely right. He's definitely gone to bid. I mean, this is a big wick down now, which I think will wipe out. There wasn't loads of leverage, but there was some leverage. So I think it will wipe out some leverage, but yeah, he's definitely bidding.
You know what's funny, Obi, is that, like, we're doing this now, like, and someone like Mando, that's where he makes his money, right? Like, retrace like this, boom, because he leverage trades the fuck out of it, and he'll cook a few hundred K like this week off of that. Yeah. We're gonna bounce, and people are just gonna like it. We're not gonna like to the, so that's the passive buyer is just like, okay, 188, but it was like 205, but 188 is crazy. Like, when I see Solana there, I'm like, holy shit. Like, Bitcoin's 68.5.
Yeah.
You know, it was 71 yesterday. So it's really not that much of a puke when you think about this. Like, how much, even in terms of percentage, what's the percentage like an hour? Bitcoin's down 1.86 points.
Yeah.
3 points, 24 hours. No, sorry, 2.8. 7 days, Bitcoin's down 1.25%. You know what I mean? It's such a funny thing. But yet again, like for like momentum trades like that, like, holy shit, this is a good opportunity to get back into the game and get it. So I'm actually looking at this. I'm looking at Mando TWAPing, the Binance Solana chart. steady lads. Mando says, hey, just a reminder, at the bottom right, purple box, drop a GM and retweet the space. We'll give away $250 to one lucky retweeter that follows RollBitcom and FOMO Hours. So make sure you follow RollBit. Make sure you follow myself. And yeah, let's do that. What's our whiff at right now? Whiff must be puking more because memes always puke more. Yeah, $4. So yeah, whiff went to
4.9. Yeah, crazy, right?
Whiff went to $4.9 here. What do you make of that? Are we gonna get close or not, man? Like I'm getting more bullish on it every day. Obviously. Full disclosure, still a big bag. Obi-Wan is a big bag, but like, what do you think?
I just think the amount, Swift was up 100% more than 100% last week. It went from like 2.5 to almost 5. It went from like 2.2 to 4.9 or whatever. So to move something with that much market cap that aggressively in such a short space of time comes from very aggressive and large buying.
Yeah.
And I think it means you're rich, it means you have big money. And it means you're buying very aggressively here. And I just think, you know, I just think if you're spending that much money to buy a Whiffy, you're not doing it for no reason. You're doing it with quite high conviction. And so maybe someone knows something about a potential Coinbase listing. You know, remember, this stat is crazy. Like, Coinbase listed SHIB in September of 2021 when it was at a $3.3 billion market cap. And then after the Coinbase listing, it went to a $40 billion market cap.
Oh.
In the space of 3 or 4 weeks. And I think in a bear market, when you get this big listing or whatever, it often is a sell the news event. But in this market, to get a Coinbase listing, it's probably like a buy the news event. You know, it changes things because it just opens it up to so many more retail users. So I don't know exactly what's going on and why someone is buying. And maybe it's just because of the sphere or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But honestly, like, there's a good chance it's because of that. And I think that would be a very bullish thing if it did happen. But we don't know. We're all like on the outside here. Someone out there is just waving this stuff in aggressively. And I just think there's so many like so much hearsay in crypto, and people know things before they happen, all that kind of stuff. I just think someone is buying with some real intention there. And yeah, we'll see what happens. It could be a market maker, you know, it could literally just be a market maker with a good Coinbase contact who's just like, fuck it, let's buy all this stuff and let's go to Coinbase and let's try and get this listed. Like, that isn't like an illegal thing. To do.
You never know these things at all. I mean, dude, I'm looking at it right now, it's looking fucking amazing. I was actually hoping that Soul Whiff, we get a, because I'm buying my Whiff with Soul, right? So Whiff had outperformed Solana so much that it was in a position to buy more Whiff, but I was waiting for Solana, for Whiff to puke and like kind of like come back to somewhat of a parity with Soul to maybe add even more on that. It feels like it's the chosen one of the cycle. And I, by the way, doesn't mean don't love the other ones. I genuinely think Pepe is going much higher. Like, you even see, even this weekend, what was I saying? I'm like, dude, Pepe is going to catch up to it. Not catch up to it, but it pumps with it. It's like ETH's meme coin this way, right? Like, of course I think Mog's going higher. Of course I think the base shit's going much higher. I think DGEN is going much higher because DGEN has now gone from meme coin to infrastructure. Right. So it's not even a meme coin anymore. It's like an infrastructure play, right? It's literally a layer three on Ethereum to be a casino of Ethereum, right? Though we have Base, so I don't, you know, it's different. Like, I'd rather play on Base, personally speaking. Like, I'm not buying the DGEN L3 coins, though I think people will cook. It's just more dangerous and I'm not willing to go there. I'm already playing extreme danger, trust me. But you know, I think that's about as far as I'm willing to go. But yeah. And it's also good to have these, like someone said, dupe for chill appear is good. I want to ask you something. I think that this quarter, like I was just checking Polymarkets. It's still 32% chance of people voting for ETH ETF. Man, Larry Fink last week was really bullish on Ethereum tokenization, bro. And he went again on TV and went again to talk about it. Am I crazy to think that I personally willing to bet that we're going to get it in May?
We may get it. I don't know. I think it's not a disaster if it gets rejected in May, because I think that's what's expected now. I really do believe that. I think the risk reward in ETH is pretty good here.
It's not priced in anymore at all.
It's not priced in. Yeah. I think the surprise, is if it does get approved. And I do think it will eventually get approved. It's just the question of whether it gets approved in May or not. But yeah, I'd rather be long than short ETH here, because I don't think it's going to sell off that much if it gets rejected. I think that's priced in.
Hey, really, $10,000 to return 46. $1,000 to return 5K for fun. I'm going to take that one.
Yeah.
I don't have an, I have to make an account and do it, but like $1,000 to return 5K. You know what? I'll take that one today and check back in on May 31st. How's that?
Yep.
Why not? You know, that's the bet I'm willing to take. Like, the odds are nice enough, and Larry Fink usually gets what Larry Fink wants. You know, so I'm not trying to fight the cabal. Like, some things you don't fight. Like, I love you. By the way, S tier tweet this weekend. I think your tweet was the best tweet of the weekend. Like, the memes are like half rating the meme and half rating the cabal. Dude, that was S tier. That's just like, okay, the meme, okay, I like it. And the people pushing it, let's fucking go. So, and I'm not talking people on X. Like, you can see, like, when there's a little Bybit here, there's a little Binance there, when there's a little, you know, the invisible hand gets behind something, you know, you get quite excited about it. Anyways, so that's that on the meme side. Look, on the NFT side, and I want to get to NFT NYC quickly, because I know you're going, and you guys have a few things going on there, then we'll pick a winner. If I look at DGens, I mean, look, naturally, NFTs are not doing the best. I'm a thread guy, reconsidering the whole thesis around NFTs on the timeline, too. I mean, what is going on here? You know, we've fully gone all into coins at this stage, but on Ethereum, I mean, Apes, of course, not looking great. 12 ETH, Pudgy's 13 ETH. Milady's at 3, Mutants 2. Like, there's a ton of ape farm timeline right now. OE. It seems like the Bored Ape or Yuga sentiment, I think, is at the lowest it's ever been. Don't you feel that? Like, it's been bad. Like, all the copy pasta and a lot of apes coming out against Blur this weekend again. A lot of people saying, yo, it's not Blur. Like, dude, it's down. It's pretty rough out there.
It's tough. I mean, it's just crypto, man. Like, when people get euphoric, they are euphoric with great mm-hmm. magnitude, and when they get upset, they get upset with great magnitude. It's really hard to bounce back from things when you lose the crowd. And yeah, I don't even think they've done anything that wrong or that bad. Like, I think, you know, maybe they've done some things which I have disagreed with in the past in terms of spreading themselves too thin and trying to do lots of different things. But, you know, they haven't rugged, they haven't, like, not delivered on promises, you know, for most of them maybe, and they've been building stuff and they've actually been active, but they just haven't, you know, for whatever reason, they've seemed to have lost the community a little bit. And I think that's just the outcome, that's the result of when you have like a really high, you're yeah. bound to have a really low.
Yeah,
and I think that's what's happened here. The problem now is, like, as the price goes lower, more and more people in a loss, and there's been so much volume from 150 ETH all the way down to here. So lots of people have bought higher, and now they've lost money on it. And, you know, it just goes to show, like, the only thing the market really cares about is, like, floor price. It doesn't really matter. They've done a lot of things, they've delivered a lot of things, and they haven't been bad actors by any means at all. But yeah, the vibes are just low because of, you know, the way things are.
Yeah, it's always like that. Sentiment is quite low across the board on ETH, and it's not any, it's just NFTs. Like, the base case doesn't help ETH NFTs. Like, as much as Solana was already hurting it, like, base is not helping the case here with the meme coins and stuff, because it's immediate opportunity without having to even, like, bridge to another chain. It's like, yo, like, the base bridge, like, this is quick. Like, there was people saying it's long, dude, on Hop Finance, like, a Hop protocol, I was fucking bridging to base within 2 minutes this weekend. There's my fastest one, dude, on the way back, base to ETH, 1 minute. I was like, holy shit, 1 fucking minute to bridge back to ETH, which is wild when you think about it. So anyone saying this is tough and stuff, like, is wrong. You know what I mean? And so I've seen a lot of OGs actually get out of the club, and some people are pissed. But look, like, dude, what do you want to do? Like, just 12 fucking ETH at 3,500 ETH. Like, you're seeing people post on the timeline by all these look on chains and stuff. Oh, this person turned like $200 to 40 million. What do you think people are going to do? Of course, they're going to crack it. What do you think the Powerball goes to $1 billion in America? The fucking lottery. Like, this is a tale as old as time. Like, I don't know what people are thinking this is, like, new as an NFT thing specifically. Bro, you got 30,000 fucking United States dollars in somewhere and you have like $10,000 in your bank account. You're going to keep your ape when there's like all this stuff going on chain? Like, yo, how? Like, I think people are not like. And I've been pretty vocal about Blur before, OV. You know that. But, like, There's no way in hell this is the fault of a single actor in the space. Just have some fucking common sense. You know what I mean? Like, all NFTs are across the border now. And it's normal. Like, ordinals are NFTs. Sorry, Maxis. Right? Those are down too. Right? Like, my puppets are down from 0.32 Bitcoin at 72 BTC when I was in Hong Kong, which is like 20 plus K, a puppet, to 0.24 Bitcoin at 68K Bitcoin. So fucking what? You know what I mean? And you know what? But it is, though, ordinals are going to outperform ETH NFTs for a long time. It's going, as much as ETH, I think, will outperform Bitcoin, right? I think we think that, or Solana will outperform ETH. I think we usually align on these kind of things, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Ovi, but ordinals are going to outperform all the other NFTs on all the other chains. Like, you know, this is just the name of the game, right? So it's just how it is, right? You have Bitcoin Shrooms at 2 Bitcoin. I've currently got sell 0.28 Bitcoin. It's still a lot. Like, Bitcoin Puppets 0.24. Puppets flipped the cash for a hot second, then got flipped back. And then RSIC is still doing really well. Actually, they're all up in the last 24 hours. You have the Ink, by the way. Ink BTC was a big mint this weekend. 2.4. Dude, that's a lot of volume for Bitcoin, man. To $23 million in volume for Ink. On BTC. So there's that. Yeah, that's insane. And Solana. Solana NFTs, I mean, you know, MATLAB's one, they're all down. You know, it's across the board. It's normal. Can't blame people, but there's some big liquidity injections happening on Solana this month, right? So I saw there was a thread, $4 billion coming. Dude, Wormhole Wednesday is going to be big. I have a fat allocation of Wormhole from when we sold our ETH to, you know, Mayan Finance. When I sold my ETH for Solana, Mayan Finance was using Wormhole. So like all of the ETH that I swapped for Solana was like, I got Wormhole tokens. So I can't wait to see how much that opens at. It's sitting at above $1 Wormhole open. So we'll see where we're at there. Probably going to talk about it. And then last but not least, as we end the show here, Ovi, you're going to be in New York this week. First time I'm missing NFT NYC. First time I'm going to be living a conference or week and all the events from the sidelines. Was invited to a billion things. And everyone, their mothers are doing events. What's your plan this weekend? Where can the people catch you? I know a lot of people are asking, like, red guys, stuff like this. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, we're going to have, there's going to be a few different things. We're not doing like one big Rekt event. We're just going to have a presence at a few different things this year.
Though. You cooked.
Yeah, so Rekt drinks, we're going to have them. We're going to have that Dive Dolphins on Wednesday night. We're going to have them at the Bitcoin Halvening event by Nulture on Wednesday night. We're going to have them at the Transient Labs event on Friday night. We're going to have them at one more place. Where's the last place?
Dive Dolphins, driven Dive Bar.
No, I mentioned Dive Dolphins.
Dive Bar, the Mad Lads. Do you have a place with everything? Let's share it on screen. I'll show.
No, not yet. We're just finalizing it. We're gonna have them at a few more places. We're just finalizing, finalizing those as well. Oh, what's the last one? This is gonna kill me. Fungible and those guys are doing some panels and events as well. So we're gonna have them there as well.
Nice.
Listen to Crypto Bags, and we'll have some more information on that as well. So there's gonna be like a scavenger hunt thing as well, and yes, gonna be giving away a one of one. I'm gonna be giving away a one of one of that, and yeah, that's basically it.
That's pretty cool.
A couple more events as well, just kind of like finalizing them.
Okay. Where can people keep up? Just Rekt Drinks, just on Twitter.
Just follow Rekt Drinks on Twitter, and we'll put something out there this week.
Yeah, there it is. I love that. I love you guys. I wish I was going. I love New York at this time of the year, and everyone's going, so. So definitely wish, but it's tough. It's tough. Your boy's actually on a plane again on Sunday night. Today's fuck. Woo! That's why I'm skipping New York, because we're gonna be gone to France for Paris Blockchain Week and Dubai for Token. Are you going to Token?
No, I don't think so.
That one's gonna be a big one. Big one for us as well. Like, we're doing multiple events, like you guys with Rekt Drinks. We're gonna be present in like 3-4 different things in the Emirates. So I can't do it all. So for those going to New York, have some fun. Share some photos on the timeline. I'll be hosting the show with Mando on Mando Radio now, though. It looks like the market kind of bouncing. Look, Mando's fighting. Mando is fighting for us. What a good dip up opportunity here. He is bidding. He is max bidding right now in the trenches. I love that. He left for the trenches. It's fucking phenomenal. Love to see that. Let's pick a winner. Sims, let's pick a winner. Or maybe I can do it. I'll do it. Here, let me share my screen. What is it? It's Twitter. Picker.com. Let's pick a winner for $250. Just a reminder, this episode, by the way, this is episode 88. We're 4124, episode 88. 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. 8 of it. The fours all around. Ovi, I'm assuming you're not going to be there this week, right? For the most part?
on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I'm flying tomorrow and definitely not on Wednesday. Maybe on Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure, but yeah, we'll see.
Let's see. Yeah, remember last year you and I did the event from the Soho Grand bar?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fun. Like that restaurant area we hosted live in person. That was so fun. I remember.
Yeah, pretty funny.
I'm gonna miss New York. I do have to go for one day, I think, on the 25th. So this could be fun. All right, let's need pick a winner here. $250. So as usual, guys, tomorrow, $20,000. We're doing $20,000 worth of loot box spins. I haven't done the loot boxes in a while. I'm gonna build a fucking crazy box tomorrow. I think I'm gonna put like 100 red guys tomorrow in the box, Ovi. More for the blur bits. But I'm gonna put a bunch of NFTs in there tomorrow. Okay, 121 entries. Wow, there's much more chances to win $250 today. The winner for $250 is, let's see, let's begin the draw. The winner is Cuevas, King Cuevas, King Cuevas here, King underscore Cuevas. You won $250. Oh, part of OD Labs. Love to see that. Okay, you're fam, kick call based. Play up Planet X. Oh, Mog, the ticker is Mog in the bio, Ovi. Let's go, King Cuevas. If you're here, nice. You won $250. Okay, from Dallas, Texas. You really put your whole info on here. Born January 16th. What a PFP here, Ovi. Look at that. Look at that. He's got the Moggles going on. So I'm assuming this guy is going to be buying Mog with his $250. Yeah, I don't know if you can long Mog on the futures on Robit, but you definitely want $250. So Bernie from the Mando Radio team is going to reach out to you. And wow, we have 4,500 live viewers. Oh, I forgot we also stream live on Binance every morning. My God, dude, 10 days is too, just, we're really putting numbers on, huh? 5,000 live listeners per day now, up to 10,000 live listeners on video, plus another 1,000, 500 to 1,000 on spaces. The lads are cooking. Q2 is big. Hey, if you're part of Rug Radio, let me tell you, Q2, wow, it's going to be a great one. All right, that's enough, Sims. With that, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't even know what the fuck time for you in the UK for another episode of FOMO Hour on Rogue Radio. Let's go.